Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Join us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the latest on the video views.
Absolutely. Oklahoma Beef Checkoff dollars helped drive more than 14 million video views in 2021 on YouTube. A video view is a little like a TV commercial, but even better because we can laser target consumers and we only pay if they watch the video. Our efforts included a 10-month campaign in Oklahoma focused in on sharing the story of beef sustainability while busting myths at the same time. And finally, from the holidays to summer grilling, we shared inspiring beef videos working to encourage more beef purchasing. The cost per consumer view was only 2 cents per view. Additionally, in 2021, the Oklahoma Beef Council helped fund two regional advertising initiatives in the Southeast U.S. representing 71 million consumers and the Western states representing 65 million consumers.
Thanks, Heather. And you can learn more about how your Beef Checkoff is working hard for you by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, as anticipated, feedlots wanted to sell some cattle earlier rather than later. They had no desire to hold out for later due to the potential that buyers may finish earlier in the week and they'll need to hold cattle another week. Cattle in the north traded at steady money while the south was $1 to $1.50 lower. This sets that stage for the week as some of the cattle purchased were for deferred delivery, leaving packers with the upper hand. Box beef was higher, though, choice up $1.63 and the select was up $1.34. Packers wanted hogs yesterday as well, and they were not afraid to bid higher for them. The National Direct Afternoon Report showed cash up $4.08. Slaughter seems to be showing signs of improving, but still has a way to go before the industry can feel confident slaughter is back on track. Packers seem to be looking ahead and might be seeing good demand but tighter hog supplies. Cutouts fell significantly again with a loss of $4.73, and the commitment of traders report funds reducing their net long positions by 6,870 contracts. Now, March Kansas City wheat's trading up 17 cents early today, back above its 100-day average for the third time this month. There was a lot of reporting in the media about growing concerns of Russian troops threatening Ukraine over the weekend. The U.S. and Germany are said to be considering financial sanctions on specific Russian individuals as a way of discouraging Russia, as well as possibly providing more weapons to Ukraine. March corn's trading up 8.25 cents higher early today, in spite of more chances for scattered showers in southern Brazil this week and even better chances for rain in Argentina over the next 10 days. And March soybeans trading up 15.75 cents early today, erasing yesterday's 8.5 cent loss, as neither this week's rains in southern Brazil and Argentina nor this week's better prospects for harvest progress in Brazil appear to be having much bearish impact on prices. We'll check futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Farm Show and the Tulsa Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 7th through 9th, 2022, at the State Fair Park. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call the show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. On the livestock futures yesterday, February live cattle down 30 cents, 137.67. April down 27, 141.85. March feeder cattle down 95 cents, 165.42. April down 77 cents, 169.57. And February hogs up 70 cents, 81.60. Kansas City wheat, March was up 27.75, 772.75. May up 27 cents, 775.25. Chicago wheat, March up 27.5, 769. May was up 25.75. Quarters at 770.25. March corn up 3.25, 599.5. May up 2.75 at $6. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.